News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning to you. It's Thanksgiving Eve, and we are building this city with our friends from Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. This is Pep Talk. He is our expert. So if you have a question this morning, you've been thinking about a project, remodeling, now that your in-laws came in and said, you know, you really should change that bathroom up, then we have got the right person for you. Jonathan Cook, good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning, Meg.
How do you like my mother-in-law imitation?
Yeah, it's very good. Very good. And you know there's going to be some people come in and say that.
Of course. Sure. Of course. There's always one relative that has an opinion about how house works, right?
Always. I think a lot of our customers should be in good shape come Thanksgiving.
I think so. With your talents, absolutely. 850-437-1620. Text in your questions if you've been thinking about remodeling. Maybe you have a question about vinyl planking or flooring. This is your expert right here, Jonathan Cook.
Yeah, so if you're just tuning in, I'm Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. We do full house renovations, remodeling, so we do flooring. We have a retail flooring store, so we do sell and supply a lot of contractors here in town and builders. So we're always looking for, you know, new customers in that aspect. But also, if you just have any general questions, feel free to call us or send them in to the show. 850-332-5905 is our store number if you don't get on the show today. Or you can just stop by and check us out in person, 9320 North Palafox Street.
Okay, so this is the perfect time of year because you will get that assessment from the family as to how the home looks.
Right.
So then you have a little window of time between now and Christmas.
Between now and Christmas. So you actually have a little bit of time to still get stuff done before Christmas,
right? There you go, see?
Of course, you know, it's a good time if you want to get any outside work done, go ahead and do it before you put the Christmas lights up.
Because,
you know, once you start putting Christmas lights up, then you ain't going to want to do any outside stuff.
That is so true.
So really right up to about Thanksgiving, about the end of the outside. Unless you want to decorate, right?
Yeah.
Because if you're going to be painting or doing siding or anything on the house, you're not going to want your Christmas decorations up. So I always tell people, hey, get the outside done first. That way you can decorate for the holidays. And you can always have a little time to do some inside stuff after Thanksgiving, especially, and before New Year's.
Especially when you get into the winter months.
Right.
I mean, it makes sense. It's a little cooler outside. It's not so hot, so it's easier on your crews, that's for sure.
it definitely is if it gets cold, right? If it gets cold, we definitely want to be inside. Yeah, we'd rather be outside in the heat than in the cold.
Oh, okay. See, I'm the other way. Yeah. I think I'd rather be in the cold. The heat. Yeah.
See, I've been in Florida too long.
It's true.
I'd much rather be in the heat.
So now you have a special in case someone is thinking about possibly doing a repaint real quick.
Right.
Rather than putting the kids on it, which could be disastrous.
Right. And so, we were running that up through the holidays. So I guess through Christmas, I'll have to ask Sherry to be sure, but I think through Christmas. So it's any room, 12 by 12, it's going to be $299, and that covers all your walls.
That's incredible.
It is.
Price, really.
It's a good price. And so it just goes by the square foot, so it's about $2 a square foot is what it works out to. So if you have a room that's bigger, you know, like 15 by 15 or something, we're just going to measure the square foot, and it's going to be $2 a square foot, and that's going to include all of your walls. If you want the trim done, it's about an extra 70 cents a square foot, so it's really not that much more to add it on. A lot of times I will encourage people to do that because once you paint the walls and you paint the trim, it just looks a lot fresher, you know. But some people might have already had their house painted, you know, recently or in the last few years, and they just want to change the wall color or, you know, go with a new style or change things around.
Or the grandkids took the crayons to the walls.
A lot of handprints on the walls during the holidays.
I'm just thinking of all the holiday
disasters. I know my house for sure. Like, when we have people over for, like, barbecues, birthday parties, holidays. Of course, I have a lot of nieces and nephews that are younger, and there'll be handprints on the walls, so we got to either wipe off or repaint. So I'm sure other people have that too.
Well, and the funny too, this is on a whole different topic, but not just the kids, but the animals. I had a dog, not the one that I had a dog that was a German Shepherd that just, I don't know what it was about his nose, but it was always dirty, but he was always sniffing the walls. I don't know what he was doing.
See, I don't,
but he had
I
little
don't have
nose
that.
Prints.
I don't have any animals, so I don't have to worry about that.
Or paw prints, you know, it happens. So
I'm just never home to take care of an animal. I'm always out working and doing things, and so I'm just never there.
So if you know you're not there, that's good.
Right. That's why I'm like, it just wouldn't be fair to an animal.
I'm in the same way now, so I get it.
Yeah.
So one of the things too that you have is a showroom, and that makes a big difference because if I'm thinking about making changes, and I'm sort of creative, I know what I like, but I'm not really that good at like making selections of how things are going to go together. You've got a whole team that does that.
We do. I mean, we're not designers, right? But we've been doing it a long time. Mm-hmm. So I'll go out and do estimates, and a lot of people ask my opinion about stuff, which I never mind giving my opinion. But
I have not noticed that at all about you, Jonathan.
especially when it comes to like colors and design and stuff like that. You know, Sherry and Becca at the store, they're always willing to help out too. But like I said, you know, if somebody comes in and have like a specific design they want, mm-hmm. we try to go with that, right?
Right.
Because that's not really what we do. But if you come in, you're like, hey, you know, I'm not sure exactly what I want to do, what goes well together, then we're going to jump in and help you with that. So we can, a lot of times, if you could bring pictures of your house, mm-hmm. sometimes works. Because then we can kind of see what colors are in your house. And believe it or not, the furniture, if you can get pictures of the furniture.
Oh, yeah, of course. And, I didn't even think of that.
One of the big things is the cabinets, right?
Yeah.
What color are the cabinets? Because that's a pretty big item. Like when you walk in the kitchen, if you're going to do any sort of kitchen flooring, the cabinet's something you really got to take in consideration unless you're painting or replacing them.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely needs to blend and go with that because that's really the focal point of the kitchen, right? So, and if you're doing like one flooring throughout, be surprised we have to match the whole house to the kitchen cabinets.
Right.
Otherwise, it's going to look weird, right? So,
yeah.
So those things, think about them things like, am I going to do my kitchen? Am I going to do my bathrooms? If I'm not going to do them, what's going to go well with them? What kind of furniture do I have? Am I going to replace any of the furniture? Am I going to keep it all? Those kind of things really make a big difference when it comes to picking and designing. And then it comes down to what kind of flooring, right?
I was going
to
say, because everybody has preferences,
right,
either hardwood or carpet or...
True, and not every type of flooring is good for every house.
Mm-hmm.
So it really does depend on what, even sometimes what area of town you're in. Like if you're out on the beach,
right,
and we have a lot of humidity and salt in the air out there, that can really affect like pre-engineered wood,
mm-hmm.
right? So, but if you're up in Cantonment, then a pre-engineered wood would be fine. Or in East Hill, where they've had it for 100 years.
Right.
So it really depends sometimes on what area you live in and what kind of house you have. Do you have like a concrete foundation? Is it an older house, newer house? That really makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we pour the foundation, we put a moisture barrier down and pour the concrete on top of it. So our newer houses, we don't have to worry about too much moisture coming through the slab. Most of the time it has a good moisture barrier. But if you got a 1950s or 60s house, even if they put a moisture barrier down, and a lot of them they did not, but even if they did, there's a good chance that's deteriorated.
Right,
and
over
it's
the
not,
years.
Yes, and it's not really holding the moisture out no more.
Mm-hmm.
So then we want something like a good vinyl plank. Something that's waterproof, that's, you know, moisture resistant, and we want to put a good moisture barrier down inside the house. That'd be our second layer to stop it from getting to the floor. And in some extreme cases, even red guard the floor or seal the concrete and then put barrier on top of it. So a lot of stuff goes into it that,
mm-hmm.
that really can make a difference on what type of flooring you get. And then once we figure out what type you need, then we can start picking colors and design and things like that.
Well, that's what I think is great about Jonathan's Flooring Construction is because you're local. You've been here for decades. You've worked on, every, as you've said, houses on the beach, old houses, new houses, remodeling houses. I mean, you've done it all and in this area. And so it's unique. I mean, we are a very unique place. And I would actually add, unique from the beach to North Escambia County. Totally
right.
Different dynamics, right?
Right. So Sherry had told me the other day that we just turned our 10,000th ticket built.
Wow.
So we've worked on 10,000 houses.
Holy cow.
I mean, some of them might be, you know, the same house a couple
wow.
times, but 10,000.
That's incredible.
Since we started using this program, which was about 10 years ago.
So I'm thinking you might know a little bit about what
maybe,
you're talking about
yeah.
at this point.
Yeah, in the beginning days when we started in 2005, we would handwrite all the estimates.
Right.
So Sherry would write them out, you know, and
mm-hmm.
Then it would be a carbon copy. I have three copies. We give them a copy. We keep a copy, and then one copy would go to the job site. So there's not, we don't really know how many we did then because that was several years of that.
Right.
And then we used a program called SkyNova for a while, and then we went to Jobber. So since we started Jobber, we've hit 10,000 jobs.
That's amazing. That
yeah.
really is. But you've got a team that's been with you a long time. You have different specialists who are, some are better at the flooring, some are better at sheetrock, all the different
And it really makes
aspects
a difference.
Of it, right?
It does. Yes. And now, so, Yeah, our team, any of them will jump in and help out, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, if our painters are backed up, anybody will jump in and help them get caught up on painting. Or, like, if Chris and Philip have a big house of sheetrock to hang, then we're going to jump in and help them hang it. But we do have Chris and Philip that do specialize in sheetrock.
Right.
So, when it comes to, like, finishing texture and things like that, they're going to take care of it. And, like, we have Edward and Suzette that specialize in painting. Both of them run separate crews for us, But we might jump in and help Edwin knock out
sure,
a house.
Right.
But at the end of the day, you know, he specializes in painting and all the detail work he's going to do. And that's important because when you do something every day, you become efficient at it, right? Mm-hmm. So you're efficient and you know a lot of tricks and things like that that's going to make it look a lot better. You know, just like, for instance, checking your trim before you paint.
Right.
I've seen so many times going to houses and people will have their house repainted, not even by themselves, sometimes by professionals, and the paint will be peeling off the trim.
Oh, I
and
hate
not
that.
Sticking to it, right?
Yes.
And a lot of times it's because a lot of these older houses, they used an oil on the trim.
Oh, of
and
course.
So you really
yeah.
have to check it. If yeah. there's an oil on the trim, you're going to have to get some sort of bonding primer and put on it first, or you're going to have to go back with an oil paint. Most times we just paint it with oil, which is a lot harder to do. So you really need a skilled painter for that. But if you just have anybody come in there and they just slap paint on it and you have an oil and you put a latex over it, it's never going to stick. Maybe right away when mm-hmm. they're done, but 6 months to a year down the road, you'll see it start peeling. I've seen it on walls where walls weren't primered. And the paint will start peeling off. Nowadays, we have a lot of paint and primer in one, you know, and some of that's good, but we still PVA primer all of our new sheetrock.
Wow.
And I'm sure you could use a paint and primer, but we still primer everything.
Talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. This is Pep Talk, and that's the expert panel, and he is our expert. So if you've got a question, 850-437-1620. Got a couple of things coming in. We were talking about some outdoor changes earlier, and someone texted in, does Jonathan build outdoor fire pits?
It's actually funny you said that because I want somebody to build an outdoor fire pit for me.
So if you're listening.
Right. I would like to get an outdoor fire pit built.
That's funny.
I actually poured some concrete in my backyard, and I was like, I wonder if my concrete guys could come and, you know, pour me a little
so.
Fire. They probably can.
Yeah, I would think so.
We could refer you to one of our concrete guys we use. We don't build them ourselves,
gotcha.
But we could probably refer you to one of our concrete guys that could do that.
Okay,
for you.
Very good question.
Somebody was trying to tell me, because I wanted one of those big, tall brick ones.
Yeah,
right?
Those are cool.
Somebody was trying to tell me it was like $20,000 for one of them. I was like, there's no way. I was like,
what are you using, gold bricks?
That's what I said. I was like, there's no way. He's like, oh, well, the bricks are like half of that. I was like, that's impossible.
No
I was
way.
Like, because I know contractors get a whole house of bricks put up,
yeah, no.
and it will be $20,000 for the whole house. You know?
I think you probably have the inside track on that. I'm thinking
yeah,
it's a little
I was
less
like,
than that.
So that was about where we stopped. I'd only called one guy mm-hmm. I saw on Facebook and asked, you know, inquiring about one of them big, you know, outdoors.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, that's what he said. And then I was like, nah, never mind. I'm not doing that.
I think you have the connections, actually.
But if you find somebody, text us in next week and let us know because I want one as well.
Oh, there you go. I didn't realize it was a trigger question.
Right.
Talking with Jonathan Cook from Jonathan Construction and Flooring. And you were talking about estimates. And so here you got that $20,000 estimate. But that's not what y'all do. Mm. You actually do a line by line. And you will come out. And either yourself or someone from the team will come out and do a personal
yes,
evaluation
definitely.
For no charge.
Right. And so people think that we go out of our way for our customers a lot to do these line-by-line estimates. And we do in some ways, but in a lot of ways it's for us too. So
mm-hmm.
it's for both of us. So that way the customer knows exactly what they're getting. We're going to line item everything out. So like when we do a remodel, we're going to go all the way down to like a mini blind, a doorknob, you know, an AC vent.
Yeah.
It is because one, you get to see where you're spending your money. So
mm-hmm.
it's like, okay, this is where I'm spending it. But also you get to see why I'm spending this much, right?
Right.
Because if someone comes to me and says $50,000 to remodel my house and they can show me like A, B, and C, this is where the money's going per item, you
right.
know, I feel a lot more comfortable spending that because I'm like, okay, it's worth it. I'm not getting, I'm
they've
not,
seen
no,
it
they're
on
not
paper.
Getting over on me, right? Mm-hmm. This is what it costs per
mm-hmm.
item. And it also gives them the chance to make adjustments to that.
Sure.
If you're like me as a homeowner, I might say, you know what? I don't want to spend $7,000 on my windows. So the estimate is 50. Let's take the windows off and we're at 43. But it gives you the control to pick and choose.
Sure.
And not that you won't do those items. You can come back and do them later.
Yeah, you can manage a budget, come up with a plan. Okay, maybe now we're going to do the kitchen, but we'll come back to the bathroom later because that's not as urgent.
Yes,
or vice versa. You know?
And so things like that, if you can look at all of it, you can say, you know, like, obviously you really want to do like your kitchen cabinets before you do your flooring.
Right.
And if you're going to change your layout, so you can say, hey, I'm going to do this first. I'll come back, do the flooring second. Or like you said, the bathroom. Some people will leave the bathroom off altogether and say, I'm going to remodel it and put a tile in there. When you have it broke down line by line, it gives you the control over it to look at it and say, okay, this is why it costs that much. And then where can we start making changes from there?
And you know what the best part of that is? No surprises.
No surprises.
That's
yes.
so important.
I like no surprises.
Here's
and
another...
it gives us a chance when we come out, we know exactly what we're doing.
That's right.
We have a list to work.
Very smart. Us, so. Very smart. I've got another question just came in. This is a little more on the practical side. I relate to this question. If I replace my flooring, am I responsible for moving and moving and storing my furniture while the job's going on?
So that's always handy. It is. So we've had customers do it all different ways. We've had customers get like those little pods and drop off in the front yard and put it out there. But I will say 90% of our jobs, we move furniture and put it back, but we line item that out.
Okay.
So when we come do an estimate for flooring, it's going to say, you know, flooring, you know, X amount a square foot to install. And then it's going to say move and reinstall furniture. And I'll just tell you, most houses are between about 400 and 700 house, depending on how much furniture. I mean, so, and then so they get a lot more expensive too. Like we're doing a big commercial job right now for a, like a retirement home. And so there's a lot of like furniture constantly being moved. And, you know, their furniture moving bill was probably like $4,000 or $5,000. I don't know.
Well, and they have a lot of seniors that can't move their own furniture. So that makes sense.
So 90% of the jobs we do move the furniture. But that's why we line item it out, because we have a lot of customers say, we'll move it before you get there.
Okay.
And so they will just empty those rooms. And we actually prefer that because we ain't going to move it. We can just go and do our job and leave.
You don't have to worry about breaking grandma's vase.
Messing nothing up. That is one thing that we do. So we will give you a price to move the furniture. But we always make sure everybody gets a waiver saying that we're not responsible if anything's broken. And we just do that because, like, when we start moving your furniture, we're going to be as careful as we can with it.
Sure.
But a lot of people have, like, older furniture or brittle furniture. We don't want to be responsible for that. So we're happy to move it, but we're not responsible for it. But we will be careful with it.
No, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, so right now we've got so much going on in the area. You hear so much about, we have another question here, and I'm kind of setting it up a little bit. You have so much about people investing and flipping homes. So this question is about that. How is a flip-a-home market going? Flip-a-home market, I love that. How is that going and these days? And when is the best time to put a flip house on the market?
Well, so I will say, because I'm in that industry.
You love
so
that industry,
I do. I flip a lot of houses. I have a lot of friends that flip houses or investors that use us, clients, I should say. So, yes, you absolutely can still flip a house and make money. However, the market has changed a lot from before. Used to be we'd be wrapping a house up and it's sold before we even get it cleaned, right?
Right.
And we're not seeing that now. So the market is more competitive. There's definitely much more inventory out there on the market. So it really does matter in these times what contractor you hire. Like we put a lot of detail into our work. There's other guys out there that do too. We're not the only ones. But hire a good contractor that's going to go in there and do a nice detailed job. I would say put those extras into your job to where somebody... The difference is before when the market was booming, everybody's looking for a house. And so they're just trying to get a house. Now they can pick and choose. So you have to have somebody walk in and say, I want to live here. This is a great house to live into, right? So that's what we do. I'm not trying to just get the house fixed. I want somebody to want to live there when I'm designing and redoing it. And if you take that attitude towards it, then your houses will sell. Like I've always been able to sell my houses. I've been blessed for that. But some of it all is also buying the house, right? If you have to buy it at the right price. Mm-hmm. So you have to buy it at a price that you're able to put that kind of money into it and kind of fix it. But if you do a good job with it, I would say the more advanced cadets are probably still making pretty good money at it.
Advanced cadets.
Right. But I've seen quite a few guys that will bomb out on it too.
Yeah, you got to know what you're doing.
You do have to know what you're doing. Or if you don't know what you're doing, get with a good contractor that specializes in flips and knows what they're doing. They can guide you through it. Mm-hmm. At least for your first couple houses. I've had quite a few customers hire us. I'm actually thinking of a couple people in particular that hired us to do houses for them. And we did quite a few houses, and now they're running their own crew, flipping their own houses.
Right.
One guy in particular, he's pretty young. He's like maybe 25 years old. And I did two or three houses for him last year, and now he's off flipping on his own. And I see his stuff on Facebook, and I see him at meetups and stuff, and it's pretty good work.
Good.
So you absolutely, if you get somebody to help you get through those first couple, then sometimes it's easier just to let a contractor handle it. And sometimes you say, hey, I can take over and I can do this too. I know what I'm looking for now.
Mm-hmm.
So you can make good money doing it, but you gotta be willing to put the work in. You gotta be willing to put the detail in.
Okay. Great questions coming in. 850-437-1620. So I'm just thinking about some practical concerns when you're actually looking at replacing your flooring, for example, because you are an expert on that. You have a showroom, which is great. But how do you decide? I mean, what are you seeing the trends in terms of, I know, vinyl planking versus carpeting? As a family, well, how do you make those decisions? What are some of the factors that you, when you come in and someone says, well, I really want to get carpet, and you're saying, you've got four kids and three dogs. You might want
exactly.
to refactor
yeah. that. So it depends on, surprisingly, you're going to know what the carpet's going to look like mm-hmm. by what the carpet on the floor looks like already.
Right.
If you walk into somebody's house, and I do this all the time, I go in people's house to measure, and they're like, oh, my carpet's a mess, but they've had it for 30 years. And I'm like, your carpet looks pretty good for having this carpet for 30 years, right?
Right?
And one guy asked me, he was like, he's like, well, how's it going to look in 2 years? I was like, I don't know. Let's go look inside your car. Like,
oh,
you know, if inside your car is clean, then your house is probably going to look fine, too. It's all about how you take care of it.
Oh, gosh, don't look at my car, Jonathan.
If you go look at my truck, you know, I try to clean it every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I vacuum my carpet. I wipe down my seats.
Oh,
God. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I'll miss, and I'll do it every other Sunday, you know, uh-huh. but I take care of it.
Yeah.
And so if you take care of your things, it's going to last a long time, right?
Of course.
But with that being said, being practical now, if you have a bunch of dogs and you have, you know, three or four kids, like I have three kids, I don't have carpet in my main areas, because even if you do take care of that, you're going to constantly be taking care of it.
Right.
So, yeah, you can keep it clean, but if you want to be standing there telling your kids, take your shoes off, you know, take the dog out, mm-hmm. or you want to be vacuuming every day, you can still take care of it and keep it clean. But if you have a lot of kids and pets and things like that, carpet probably isn't practical in the main areas. But with that being said, you can still do it in the bedrooms.
Which is nice. When you step out of the bed, it's really a personal preference.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people will want it in their master bedroom or even the kids' bedroom sometimes, or guest bedrooms. Like if you have a guest bedroom, one, not that many people are going in there.
Right,
so the carpet's really not getting no wear and tear on it. Secondly, carpet's like half the price. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an easy way to trim some money down if you're saying, hey, you know, I don't want to spend $8,000 on my floors, and like, let's do these three guest bedrooms with carpet.
Right.
It's a lot cheaper. And then we can get a nicer floor for the rest of the house.
Right. You can invest in some luxury vinyl product.
Right. Maybe something thicker, you know, like mm-hmm. an 8mm or a WCP
nice.
Product. So that's where it really comes down. It is different for everybody. But you could put any floor down, and any floor could last forever. It's just going to depend on how much work do you want to put in taking care of it, and do you want something that takes less? Like
right.
me personally, I want to do less when I come home. I don't
right.
want to come home and vacuum my carpet. I want
no.
to come home, you know, walk on my floor. Maybe on Saturday I'm going to sweep
it. You got it,
you know,
buddy.
And I'm done.
So it
just really does depend on the person.
Okay. Well, we've got about a minute or so left. Is there anything we haven't mentioned today, Jonathan? Maybe talk about your hours for the holidays and
right.
that kind
so,
of thing.
So we're actually going to be closed Thanksgiving through Sunday. And
okay,
then we'll be back
weekend.
Open Monday.
Okay.
Yep. So you welcome to come to the store today or, you know, come back in Monday. And then I'm sure Christmas is going to be around the same thing. So it's 9320 North Halifax Street. If you didn't get us on air today, you can always send us or call us at the store. So 850-332-5905. Or look us up on Facebook at Jonathan's Construction and Flooring.